Usabelli Coal has submitted a plan to drill coal bed methane exploration wells on state land near Healy. The company can look for shallow gas on more than 200,000 acres of state and private land. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The exploration plan submitted for state approval calls for fewer than five coal bed methane wells on a small pad within Usabelli's existing coal mining operation. It's about 7 miles east of Healy. Usabelli spokeswoman Lorelei Simon says the site makes a good first target.
It has good geology and established access from prior coal exploration and mining activity as well. And it's underlain by one of our largest coal seams.
Simon says if the resource proves up, the company may pursue approvals necessary to develop it and help power the mine's operation.
Reduce some of the demand that Usabelli currently puts on the intertie and getting power from Golden Valley Electric.
If there's a lot of gas, Simon says Usabelli could consider commercial sale to offsite users.
We'll certainly take a look at it. I mean, if we do find significant reserves up there, we would look into additional permitting and feasibility and next steps to see what we could do to help get that gas to market.
The company's Healy area exploration license borders on Denali National Park and was contested by some area residents led by the Denali Citizens Council. The group successfully fought for tighter regulations on and near private property, but failed in efforts to exclude some residential areas and wildlife habitat, primarily lands west of the Nenana River and Parks Highway. The proposed coal bed methane exploration plan is focused east of the river and 3 to 4 miles from residential areas, but Denali Citizens Council Issues President Hannah Ragland says the group is still tracking it.
Because we are wanting to make sure that we are on top of this process of permitting, and also because what happens with permitting here will likely apply to the process if drilling exploration happened on the west side of the river.
Ragland says broader concerns about waste disposal and noise are minimized in the proposed exploration because it's within the mine site. The plan calls for drilling muds to be disposed of at Usabelli's own landfill, with any petroleum-tainted mud trucked out for incineration. The drilling operations could use up to 20,000 gallons of water per day from nearby creeks, a well, and pond. Production water, which can contain gas and toxins, would be re-injected into the coal bed methane wells. Ragland says the DCC plans to comment on some aspects of the development plan, including water usage.
One thing I did notice in the mitigation measures was that Usabelli is suggesting that a plan for monitoring noise and water quality and quantity is not applicable because it's on lands that are currently being mined for coal. So somehow suggesting that because it's at an existing coal mine, water quality and quantity doesn't matter. And I guess I would disagree with that statement.
Public input will be considered in review of Usabelli's coal bed methane exploration plan. And Thomas Barrett with the State Division of Oil and Gas says water use and other state and federal permits must be additionally secured.
Our authorization is only one portion. And in the application they have submitted to us, they have outlined several other permits and authorizations that they will require either along the way or before commencing operations.
The state is taking public comment on the exploration plan until August 18th. Barrett says a decision could come within a month and will be followed by a 20-day appeal window. Usabelli hopes to begin exploration work this fall. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.